Tate, Kufla Amates. Okay, so we've seen now that we get a much better picture of what we're talking about. This idea of that we say that the prisons of Avodah should be Mechuvan El Atzmoi Ba'Avodah. You get to bring all the different characters of the person together, then you really get a real understanding of what you are, who you are, what these mean to you. Now, I want to go back a step and clear up a misconception, I think, is the best way of putting it. If you listen to my board on the parsha from last week, from parsha to midboard, I don't know whether any of you did. Can you get the? What?
I think I remember.
You listen to it? Okay. So, Sosema says it's a medrash. Sosema brings a medrash. The medrash says that after the whole mice of giving the mitzvah of the procedure of how the golem was supposed to be set off, it says Kleisel did as they were told. So why is there after the time of the what's the chiddush over there? I would think that Kleisel says no, we would have to want to do it. That Levi Shimon should be the decide. What's the chiddush? So the chiddush in the phrase that they did as they were told. So Medrash says like this: you have to picture what was going on in Kleisel before the golem. They had the Mishkan already. Right, so we would assume that probably the arrangements for the people living near the Mishkan was the big Gedolei Chachamim, Tzvi Chachamim, were given first rights next to the Mishkan, and further out of town. Good. So you have this Yid, he's 85 years old, he's a Talmud Chacham Muflig, he's living right next door to the Mishkan. And now comes the Sefer, says, excuse me, sir, you have to leave. There's a 20-year-old lady who wants to move in. Take your house, take your apartment. He says, excuse me, he, little whippersnapper, should take my spot. No, they did it, Kasher Tzibur Hashem. They did it, Hashem said, they did it. So all the Gedolim and the Chachamim and the Zkenim moved away, and the Leviyim moved in, etc., etc. Right. Says what's the point of the Medrash? She says there's certain people who are into taking their spiritual temperature, and it's a problem which we have. Because all of these things is always all of these things, the balance is the issue, but more the balance is it's the understanding of what we're supposed to be doing, and we move from understanding to maisa many times mistakenly. We're supposed to be working on our avodah, so we're supposed to take a daily temperature, daily blood pressure, reading of how well I'm doing. It says the next step to be that the goal is me. It's a very easy step, but it's wrong. The goal isn't that Eli Rheingold should become it's all about Eli Rheingold, because at the end of the day I'm not serving Kadosh Baruch, I'm serving Eli Rheingold. My goal in life is that Eli Rheingold should get the best deal Eli Rheingold can get. But Eli Rheingold has got a smart guy, he recognizes that Ruchnis is worth more than Gashmi. So we go to the person, listen, do you understand that Ruchnis? Yeah, I understand Ruchnis is worth $5 billion apiece. Gashmi is worth $3, so I want Ruchnis. So I spend my whole day thinking about Ruchnis, and I measure myself how well I'm doing. Ruchnis. Then the day it's all about me. Where's the Kadosh Baruch in the picture? So if it's all about me, when I'm next door to I have a straight line directly into the Kadosh Kadosh, and this lady knocks on my door and says, excuse me, I say, get out of here. I said, no, Kasher Tzibur Hashem. They did as Moshe said. They moved away. Because they weren't in it for themselves. They're in it for Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're in it for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good, Moshe says, out is out. Right? Chet the Egel was that they were in it for themselves. Right? Chet says, I know the Moshe said no, but the Maisa, we have needs and we're worried about ourselves and we have to make sure that we have the right leader. And we. So it's we. So Moshe says, I love you very much, but we need this. Tikkun is Mishkan. Tikkun of Mishkan is, it's not about you, it's about Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you take Mishkan and you make Mishkan as another Hechadim, it's about you, so right, you didn't solve the problem. So Mishkan says, okay, it's not about you, it's about the Mishkan. He says, yes, we're in. Ah, Baruch Hashem, we've done. That was the word that they said, basically, right? Sounds right?
Yeah.
So the challenge we have to say, if we keep saying that the word is about Kibin al Atzmeinu, it's focusing on ourselves, The point isn't that the goal is about us. This is our goal is to get a greater understanding of who we are, to the point we can then integrate into our reality what we need to integrate to be able to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish, to give the person what he's supposed to get out of us. I just want to put that caveat, you know, just buyers beware, you know, on the bottom over there, you know, like just use the warning label on use this medication properly. Okay. Now, so we're holding on page Kufla Mates after the three dots, the second paragraph. We have to point out the first step, wherever point you are in your avodah, the first step is always going to be hamachshava. If you're not thinking, there's no avodah presupposes that the person is thinking. The more you train yourself to think, the better chance you have of being a person who's going to grow. That fellow who's developed this idea that he needs to think and understand what he's doing, and he gets that, that's the person we're talking to as we move forward. The most blessed of all of the karchas that the person has is the karch of machshava. There's no area where machshava doesn't affect. However, the power of machshava allows you to fly up into the heavens. He's not saying that as something which is a good thing.
Daydream.
His point before was that anything which you do has to have some application to it. It has to have some effect on it. It has to in some way move the person forward.
Daydreaming, or the way Rabbi was saying it before, of taking your the focus off of a Kaddish Baruch.
No, I'm saying that not daydream either. It's gonna take you into the world that thought replaces action. Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Right? So that's good enough. As long as you think, you are. That's the world of a philosopher who can philosophize about all of the wonderful things about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but he doesn't know anything. So it's not real. Because the human being is not just the world of machshava. So it's very dangerous. My Rebbe used to call it, says, chapping malachim. He's busy. He's going up in the Shemaim to chap malachim. He says, you're not a malach. You're not ready to chap malachim. What you need right now is a balanced program which will help you from where you are. But it's something we don't want to admit that that's where we're at. So especially after we learned all imagine that I give a person a reading regimen. He should read the biography of the Kotzker Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef from the Vardik and a few more of that sort. She decides, this is right, and I really need to really 70 something in the world, and you know, he goes and finds a mountain. So one mountain is already used by Hermit X, next mountain is used by Guru Y, so the third mountain is available, he sits on the mountain. That's not a Baruch Hashem, right? But if you read just this story, now I'm not telling you for Rabbi Yosef it wasn't the right thing, but that was Rabbi Yosef. You're not Rabbi Yosef, so like, so what are you doing here for? Right? You know, so the guy who's convinced himself that he's, you know, his Baruch Hashem is not eating dessert. Totally unaware of the fact that he's got so many times going on inside of himself that the dessert is not his problem. He's fooling himself. So, you know, the first level of the Sarah Sadibris is don't be a Zanish Ganar. You know? So the problem is, you know, we're pretty good at up Nari. You know, so that's a danger. However, the Machshava, which we're going to label, is the expression of the understanding which our Gedolim have. Its uniqueness is Shishav Ephes Umchavetus Tomin Elamais. It wants to express itself into action. It doesn't remain in the world of thought. And if it does, it's indicative of the fact that it's not a true Machshava of Avodas Hashem. Whatever that expression of the mice it might be very limited. The expression of the machshava might be that he becomes more aware of himself and what his issues are. Whatever topic of a machshava that it is, whether it's thinking about himself or in the world, or learning halacha or a gada or a teres hasoid, mekarl he yadas lahastik maskana lemais. Out of any one of these areas, the person who has what he calls das kedoshim, the intelligence of kedoshim, of the true kedoshim of Klal Yisrael, knows a way to turn it into some practical expression. It might be very small. Shinizer bisnagus, a very, very minimal change in your actions, in your deeds. Ha'or l'chizuk, some type of ha'or for chizuk. Mikre adas hu shemachshava lo'el notia menutekas me'amaisa. It cannot be divorced from action. And that's, again, this is back to his thought process. That's what it means. It's turning the light back on yourself. Because you yourself live in the world of mice. And if you can't take that thought process that you developed and find some way that's going to therefore help you be aware and change and move, then you haven't really taken that concept and directed it back to yourself. It remains a disembodied concept, and that's not true das of Torah.
So when we're learning like the lamdas in a sugya in Noshimus or something like that, I mean, is the idea also in the sugyas somehow applying maybe the limud or the thought process or thinking through a sugya, applying the methodology to our lives and how we think through our own sugyas, or is it the actual limud? Or
so it's a good question. I know, obviously, if he's telling you this, it means he's telling you that he knows how to do it. He says, I can't do it, means I don't got it. So I can't answer the question really truly. But I'll just tell you a mice. Now, it begs the question, because like, that's good for that story, right? The famous mice of the Rishon Salanter. The Rishon, when he's dealing with a certain individual, and he had to give him mussar, he first, beforehand, he gave him some of the praise, and then he after gave him the mussar. So, which nowadays it sounds like that's pretty standard wisdom, and apparently it wasn't necessarily the standard way of giving mussar in the time of Rishon Salanter. So there's another Talmud Chacham, a Yiddish person, who asked him, why'd you do that? He says, it's a Tiferes Gemara. Says there's no such Gemara. Now you have to know the level of the person I'm talking about. The Rebbe said there's no such Gemara that says that the correct way to give Musar is by giving praise before. So he still said in your Shas it doesn't exist, in my Shas it exists. That's what he still said. Which the Gemara was just talking about being Masber, a piece of Agadah about X, that the Hanhaga of Hizkiyahu HaMelech, I think it was, did X and he did more. The Shoshana understood that that's a lesson, it's a message to me that I have to ask. So he took that Gemara and made that into a mice. The average person learned it, so they got to go more about, you know, how so and so did X, but didn't speak to him. So in your shots it doesn't exist, in my shots it exists. That was the story. I don't remember all the details of the story, but that was the point of the story. We get to one time said somebody came to Rishiva. So Rishiva asked him what he's learning. He says he's doing Baba Kama. So Rishiva hated to do Baba Kama. You're learning Baba Kama, you're not doing Baba Kama, you're doing Baba Kama. She said, but Rishiva's response was, the question isn't whether you're doing Baba Kama, is Baba Kama doing you? Right? If you learn all of Baba Kama from cover to cover, and after you learn Baba Kama, you're not more careful with other people's possessions, you didn't learn Baba Kama. But there's plenty of people I can guarantee you can learn Baba Kama from cover to cover, and maybe in explicit halachas they'll be careful when they learn that, but a general change in approach and attitude and understanding the responsibility that you have vis-a-vis somebody else's item, but that didn't come out of it. You didn't really get the message of Baba Kama. And so Baba Kama is a little bit easier, right? Because there's a clear message of it, the world of the Zikin and Zayla, etc. Right? So I'm not going to tell you how I understand, you know, when I learn myself this Gittin, I have a better understanding of the Getter of Bittul Get, right? That I can tread that into mice. I'm not going to tell you that necessarily is true. But it can be done. I think I said over once, Rirucham, famous Yisrael Rirucham. It's Odessa brings it. He says, we have a klal in Shas, and what's the mechayel of a raya? Which means that the Torah gives a tremendous amount of weight in halacha to the fact that I have ownership in something. I have possession, it gives me, bequeaths ownership. The Torah gives a certain tremendous amount of weight to ownership. Why? Like, why we never thought about the question? So Yerucham's answer was that in the world that you own nothing, you can't be a Balchesed. That was Yerucham's answer. It's an awesome answer. Like, he learned Bamatzia, he learned the lachas of Mitzvah Levaraya, and he was getting a message that the Baruch Hashem is giving his imprimatur to ownership. Now, why the Baruch Hashem make it we own things? Communism is predicated on the fact that we don't own anything. Everything belongs to the state. And the state, in its great wisdom, shares all the resources equally to everybody. Right? And then everybody's going to be happy. On paper, it sounds like one of the most flowery, beautiful ideas. What was the problem with it? So Yerucham says the problem with communism is it took away the ability for a person to be Balchesed. Because we don't have anything which is yours. You belong to the state also in their mind. You, your work, your mind, your effort, your intelligence, your talents, everything belongs to the state. You have nothing of your own, so what are you giving? It says, you know, it says, and the result is that you'll create a world of takers and not givers. It's a fascinating thing. So that's exactly what communism created. Everybody was busy trying to get for themselves, take for themselves.
even though it might be a real chash,
even though it sounded on the paper like a great idea, you misunderstood the whole world. You got the whole world for krum. So you didn't understand how Mitzvah Mechel Levarai. That's what Rabbi Rucham's answer. Where is the Makar in the Torah for the mistake of from communism? Mitzvah Mechel Levarai. Now, isn't that awesome? He learned the Gemara about Mitzvah, which is dealing with a halachic issue about how to adjudicate between two people, the violence issue. And he saw a world of understanding of Bari Olam. And it was a message of what does it mean that the purpose of owning something, why did Russia create the world of ownership? He says, if you don't understand this, you just can't land it. Because the land always understands what the yesod is. Like, what's the point? What's the nakuda? Right? The nakuda isn't violence. I always said the nakuda is violence. That's, but there's another madrega. Right? And why is it Tachas of Briya? Yes, and you can go back to it. Like, that's what he did. It's not much, it's not Worcester. It's a Havana. I'll just give you one more marshal. We're learning now the Sugya Bittul again. Right? So Pasha, the Sugya Bittul again is what's together of again. Right? If you know Mivatul again, so how you Mivatul again? The person took a piece of paper, wrote it up, and says, Ois get. Like, how do you look like to get? It's like, you know, Tasha says, you know, you write a Sefer Torah, the Shemua, they say, Ois Sefer Torah, nothing happens. It's still Sefer Torah. So why does it work by get? What's the difference? So Tosis is Kipshuto. It says, yeah, because a get is not nigma until you do the garish. Okay, very simple thing. Sama tells him, not a Bishop. He says, what does that mean? He says, you misunderstood what a get is. A get is a tremendous kiddush. What is a get? A get is when a person takes his rots of garishin and he intones it into a piece of paper. It's his ruts and now expressed in a piece of paper. And you take that piece of paper and you give it to the woman, you express that ruts and through ksav to the woman, that's Paul Gerish. So if at some point along the line you say, you know what, I don't want it anymore. So it's no longer expressing my ruts, so that it's not an expression of your ruts, it can't be Paul Gerish. That's what Tosis is saying. So now I have a new world into the idea of the power of expressing your ruts in ksav to woman. Now, does that mean everything is going to do like that? But it's a new world that opened up to me. That the ikar behind this is the power of the rotzo and the bet adam being expressed. What it's parallel in relationships, or what it's parallel in Allah. That's like, wow, it's a whole new world. I got it out of get, bit till I get. I'm not saying you're supposed to learn. But if you talk at the hair of Ashtaita, she said, that opens a whole new window in understanding many things. So Tyson then talks about it, says, person decides, takes a kli, makes a kli. So the case of the word, you take a piece of leather. A nice piece of leather, you can sit on it, fold it up, and sit on it and make a very nice, comfortable place to sit. So Allah says, once you do that, it's a kabbal tumma. Tomorrow you come home and say, you know what? I'd rather use it. I need to make a belt, some belts, and I'm gonna make some shoes out of it. So you take one cut, and the lock is it's not a clea anymore. Now it's a piece of leather, which is going to use to make shoes.
Won't the shoes become
when you'll have shoes, the shoes will be makabel tumah. But still, you have a gemara clea, there's nothing kabbal tumah. So the Mor says that to change the decision just by changing it without any mice is not going to work. Because once you gave it a status of a plea, you can't take away the status. But if you change your decision with the mice, you could do it. So Deber can't be about it. Deber, but the mice can be about it. Mice can be about it. But again, the Mor is discussing the Deber. It wasn't your decision accomplished something. It gave this piece of leather a status. It was a decision. A decision is not a decision. A decision is a dintuma. And there are times when you I change my mind. Tough luck. You made something with your decision. You can't take it back. I could. Through a mice, I could take it back. So I'm probing the parameters of the power of Rutzen expressed in mice. That's what I'm probing. I thought I wanted to say a bit deeper. You know, no, I'm not. But what is that? That's a tremendous yisoid of how the Torah's misyachas to the ruts and all of them. So now, what do I do with that? Now that I've learned that, so if I be a Baal Musar, Ben Aliyah, I say, so what does that mean to me? A person walk away, so I just got this Gemalaga Havana in the Kach of Ratz and Adam, that how much it plays a role in reality. So shouldn't I then want to translate it into some greater care of how I use Ratz or take the tremendous power of Ratz and use it properly? I mean, that would be logical. That's what I want to do with it. If I would be a Ben Aliyah, that's my goal in life. The same way, like the correct mush, I think, is a businessman. Right? There's businessmen, there's businessmen. There's businessmen which, you know, they have, like, their goal is to build up this business. There's businessmen, the goal is to make money. If your goal is to make money, any conversation that you are in or you're over here and you translate into what does it mean lamaisa? How can I take the information I just got and translate that into money? There's people who live like that. You might have met someone in your life. You definitely will meet someone at some point in your life, right? And that's how they think. Right? Well, he's saying the person who he's the Ben Aliyah does the exact same thing with life. So every single thing which I do and I hear and I impact should some way seek to, oh wow, this is some ways going to enhance what else is doing, what life can do. Now, if you're not doing that, which we're not, I mean, not only you, but I'm not, the answer isn't because I don't have the power to think. The answer is because that's not on my radar screen. But it's a great vort. So I'll say it over on the Friday on the Tartara, you know, and it gets some cover out of it. You know, that's what happens. Right? So that's exactly what he's trying to, you know. He writes some places, says, you know, there are people who say Musar Shmuzin. And the tremendous points of Musar Machshavah, etc. But the person not translating into Lamaisa, he's not really able to give across a message which is going to work for you because he doesn't know how to do it for himself. Because the goal of Musar isn't the Machshav, it's the translation.